Mayor John Munn says the bond was needed to maintain an aging infrastructure in Plano, and voters approved all seven issues totaling $648 million, and $292 million will be paid in interest. The biggest chunk passed 72-28% and includes $316 million for street repairs. $155 million would pay for a new police headquarters. That passed 60-40%. Plans for a new police training center passed 62-38%. Voters in Plano also approved park projects and improvements to fire stations, a library, and the city's fleet operations center. Plano says these bond items could cost the average homeowner about $134 a year in additional property tax. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.